At this time, it's my pleasure to introduce the president of the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame, Mr. Anthony Casuccio, to kick off today's big announcement.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. It's great to see all of you here today, and I got to say, we're feeling the love. This is fantastic. The Buffalo Music Hall of Fame was established in 1983. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization that was created for the cultural enhancement and enrichment of Buffalo and the Western New York area through the region's musicians and musical history. The organization's mission is to honor, protect the diverse cultural, musical heritage of our community through preservation, education, scholarship, and performance. And one of the ways that we do that is through the Music Hall of Fame induction. To date, more than 260 people have been inducted, including outstanding musicians, performers, innovators, non-performers who have made a special contribution to the Western New York music community and beyond. This year's class of 2014 of inductees is absolutely extraordinary, and I mean that wholeheartedly. Their backstories of how they've impacted the music on a local, national, and international level is truly incredible. I would like to thank Rich Sargent and the entire nominations committee for doing such an outstanding job on this year's selection process. Rich, where are you? Thank you. All right. The inductees we announced today will be formally honored at the 32nd Buffalo Music Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony Gala, and it will take place on October 2nd at Classics 5 Banquet Center, which is 2425 Niagara Falls Boulevard in Amherst. I would like to personally recognize and thank Buffalo Music Hall of Fame board member Greg Hennessy, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, for serving as the chairman of this year's gala event. We are grateful for all his hard work and dedication to making this year's event the best yet. I'd also like to thank the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame Board of Trustees and Advisory Board for all their efforts in making this year's event possible. And I'd personally like to thank Heidi Raphael for putting this together. You're incredible. Thank you. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce WBBZ television personality and MC for this year's event, Kim Piazza, along with 1992 Hall of Fame inductee Joe Head, who you heard playing earlier, to officially unveil the class of 2014. Guys? All right.
Don't mind us.
We're a couple sheets down the line here.
A couple sheets to the wind.
Okay, there you go, Kim.
Thank you so much, Anthony, and I am honored to be serving as this year's gala MC. It's so exciting for me to be here with Joe, who, as you heard, is a Hall of Famer in his own right, to announce this year's inductees.
Thanks, Kim. I can tell you firsthand on a personal level that being inducted into the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame back in 92 was one of the highlights of my life. It's an honor to be here with you to announce this year's class. We'd like to ask each of the inductees who are with us on the site to take a step forward when their name is announced, and here they are.
Robin Adair, singer, songwriter, recording artist, and actress who appeared on Broadway in television and film as well as radio. She used her teen idol status and philanthropic interests as an ambassador in the civil rights movement campaign. Robin joined forces with Capitol Records, Power Tree Records, President Curtis Reginald Lewis, one of the first black composers and lyricists to own a music publishing company in the 1950s.
Dr. Joe Botto, big band leader and keyboardist, former Sweet Home High School music teacher, has played a major role in keeping big band jazz alive in Western New York, directing a band, playing weekly for the last several years, and also recording four albums of big band and jazz.
Joe Bonsack, one of Buffalo's original punk rockers, a giant of a man. He was a guitarist and songwriter for The Enemies and later recorded on Mercury Records with The Restless, a supergroup of Buffalo New Wave era rockers.
Tom Calderon, president of VH1. We'd like to thank Gabe DeMeo for representing him today. Gabe, you right there? Thanks for coming today. President of VH1, he started his media music career in Buffalo as a program director of Buffalo State's WBNY-FM, and went on to lead one of the nation's most popular music media companies.
Mike Campagna, a songwriter and guitarist for stars such as Chaka Khan, Maxine Nightingale, and Jennifer Holliday. He's gone on to record with avant-garde rock outfit Psychic TV, and more recently has done jazz recordings and provided music along with fellow Hall of Famer Gary Malabar for the nationally syndicated Dan Patrick Radio Sports Talk Show.
This is a personal one for me, Ann Fedeli, the matriarch of what has been called Buffalo's first family of jazz. There's a million Fedelis, and they're all great players. And Ann was playing a gig at the M&T One back in the day, and I was just a very nervous young guy. I'm a very nervous old guy now, but I was a very nervous young guy, and a good friend of mine, Sam St. George, had taken me up to meet her, and she said, "Take it easy, honey. You're going to be all right. You're going to have a good career. Don't worry about things." So, but let me tell you about Ann. Ann was the house pianist for WBEN Radio, and known as Aunt Annie, studied with the legendary Oscar Peterson, and was regular solo pianist to D.B. Greene's in the Hyatt Regency for several years before her death in 1990.
Gary Keller, a nationally known saxophone player and teacher at the University of Miami. He was a founder of the Miami Saxophone Quartet, has recorded multiple CDs, and has toured, recorded, performed with artists such as Frank Sinatra, Woody Herman, Dr. Lauren Smith, and Jacob Pastorius.
This is another personal one for me. Gino McManus, it says here, guitar slinger for hire. Go ahead, applaud if you want for these folks. I should have said that earlier. See, you owe me now. Okay. Gino has built up a following in Japan, 18 years so far, managed and served as musical director for the Japanese Beatles tribute band that played at Madison Square Garden, performed backing vocals for Ian Gillan of Deep Purple, and recorded on a wide variety of CDs and records in Western New York. And Gino used to sit in with the Thirds back in Lackawanna when he was about 17 years old. So, congratulations, kid.
Bob Meyer, the founder of the Hitmen Horns and a musical force in his own right. A trombonist, Meyer first recorded in 1970 and has been on dozens of records and CDs since.
Jeff Myers, pop music critic for the Buffalo News since 2002. He's a critic who has both reported on the Buffalo area's music scene and participated in it as a guitarist in bands such as the Tales and the Dolly Watchers. And Jeff, we really want to thank you for that open letter to Bon Jovi about a week and a half ago.
David Musial, a prolific producer and performer. A Buffalo area native, Dave has performed electronic music with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, designed studios, created positive music programs for schools, recorded LPs, and performed in a variety of venues.
Joe Parisi, trumpet player and teacher. In addition to a long career as music teacher at Lakeshore High School, Joe has performed with jazz and big band outfits for decades, and also with the Veltri Guarino R&B show, where he plays these incredible solos all the time.
Marty Peters, performer, producer, writer, and inventor. After performing through his high school years at most of Buffalo's bigger venues, Marty went to Colorado, where he ran his own studio, performed for 20 years plus, was longtime writer for Recording Magazine. In addition, Marty invented the slider instrument support system, which has become widely used by guitarists with back problems.
J. Jack Probilski, jazz saxophonist and teacher, long-time teacher in the Niagara Falls schools. He also recorded numerous albums with them Jazz Beards and several of his own smooth jazz recordings.
Teresa Quinn. Teresa has helped me out on stage more than once, I'd say. Teresa is a keyboard player, singer, and music director. She can regularly be found performing and arranging for musical theater, playing worship music at churches, or performing jazz or any of several other genres. Teresa is even a former member of the Gordon Highlanders Marching Group.
Spoon and the House Rockers. Blues Rockers, Elma Witherspoon's House Rockers combo served as a launching ground for numerous performers, including Jay Bekenstein of Spira Gyra before Spoon's death back in 1975.
Kenny Tomasula, singer and percussionist. Kenny has sung and played percussion with bands from National Trust in the 1970s through Breakthrough Today. In addition, he's done vocals on innumerable radio commercials.
And Denton Katerin Daniels, a legendary piano and organ store in Buffalo, represented here today by Jim Trimper Sr., Jim Trimper Jr., and Michelle Trimper. The store traces its history to 1827, when James D. Shepherd first displayed his instruments at the Old Eagle Tavern on Main Street in Buffalo. It has been on Dodge Road in Gettysville ever since 1999.
Congratulations to the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame Class of 2014.
All right.
Advance tickets are $20, early rates until September 1st, and $25 after September 1st, and are available at www.buffalomusic.org. This event is presented by WBBZ-TV, your hometown television station, Shelley's Florist, and Classic 5. Anthony.
All right. Thank you, Kim and Joe. We'd like to open this up if there are any questions. All right, we will see you on October 2nd. Thank you.